Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today we're discussing a surprisingly and highly publicized case involving Florida pastor Leslie Williams, a man known for giving marriage advice and authoring a book about marital commitment, who was recently arrested on allegations of bigamy after authorities claimed he was legally married to more than one woman at the same time. Allegations like these highlight the importance of understanding legal marital status, obviously before entering into a new marriage relationship. And many people are surprised to learn that someone can actually face criminal penalties for entering another marriage before the divorce is finalized. That being said, we look at what legal issues can arise for spouses who discover that a marriage may not have been legally valid due to an existing marriage. And that's really a big issue when it exists, because if you're not validly married, things that you may have thought you were entitled to as far as marital property and any rights related to that marriage don't exist. Now, if the two of you own property, you will still be half owner, but there are a lot of protections that are afforded spouses when they own property together when they're married. And if it is determined that it's not a valid marriage, which it cannot be a valid marriage if your spouse is already married, then it just doesn't exist for you legally. And, you know, it can be very extreme, because this could happen where, by all, you know, accounts, you think you're legally married. Come to find out your husband has been married to someone else this whole time. If he passes away, the first wife is getting the estate because she's the only legal spouse. So it's a big deal. And obviously, if you didn't know when you got married, you're probably not going to know it now, but it does create a lot of problems for the rights and entitlement to marital property if you are not, in fact, married. Now, with this in mind, I'm often asked, what practical legal steps should individuals take before remarrying after separation or divorce to ensure their prior marriage has been fully dissolved? Well, you should look with the clerk of the court and understand that if you were divorced, you should be aware of your final papers. Were they filed? Did you do it on your own? And then maybe was a step left off? You don't want that to happen. And if you did have an attorney, you should just make sure everything is in order. I hope this discussion was helpful. If you want to learn more, go back and listen to episode number 208, Why Avoiding Legal Strategy is a Huge Mistake in Gray Divorce, with Mia Pope. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.